Hello, and welcome to a special extra edition of the MotoGP OD podcast, the podcast about MotoGP. I wanted to put this special edition up because I don't want my coverage of the USGP at Laguna Seca to go on absolutely forever. But before the race, a listener contacted me about doing some of his own recording there, recording audio commentary and sound impressions, things like that. And due to a small email mix-up and some other things like that, I didn't get those files until just a little while ago, so that's my bad. But I put them together. I thought they sounded pretty good, and I just wanted to put that up for you guys to listen to. He's doing his comments during the qualifying session, just like I did on my race wrap-up last Monday, and it came out pretty good, so I think you'll enjoy it, and I wanted to put that up here before we just get too far away from the USGP to continue having coverage. I also have some details about the Aaron Hager National Anthem foul-up, in which you may or may not have heard that Aaron Hager forgot some of the words to the national anthem during his singing of it, and that was probably pretty embarrassing for him, and the crowd kind of booed a little bit and started trying to finish the national anthem for him and all that. The national anthem is an extraordinarily difficult song to sing, and I certainly wouldn't want to have to stand up in front of people and sing it, but then again, I'm not a professional singer. Unfortunately, at the time, I did not have my recorder going, so I couldn't record at that time, but I managed to find a piece that simulates it pretty much to a T, and I'm going to play that for you here in a few minutes, too. Before we get to all that, I want to mention for any of our listeners out there that are Formula One fans, you've got to check out Formula Pod, the podcast about Formula One. You can subscribe through iTunes. That's the easiest way. They're listed in all the directories. They're actually, I think, even in the top 100 iTunes podcasts, and they're so the top independent sports broadcast. It's even beating baseball and stuff like that, which is kind of amazing because normally stick and ball sports just, you know, the ratings are so much higher than motorsports. So that'll give you an idea of the quality of that podcast at formulapod.com. Check it out. I also found a motorcycle website called rideon2.com, and that's a two spelled out, so it's rideon2.com. And they have a forum discussing MotoGP. Seems like a good place. They also have a contest about guessing, you know, who's going to win the next MotoGP race, that sort of thing. It's kind of fun. So you should check that one out, too, rideon2.com. All right, before I go on too long, why don't we get to Joe's audio impressions from the USGP at Laguna Seca. And here's Joe recording live on tape from Laguna Seca.
This is Joe C. reporting for MotoGP OD. We're here. It's Saturday. The motorcycle MotoGP Turn 10, the Repsol Grandstands, free practice number 3. Just a few comments here. It's really loud. I'm not sure if this recording's going to work out or not, but a couple notes of the track. Watching the riders exit 10. Watching them wheelie out of the exit of 10 and sliding the rear. Track looks a little bit rough at the exit of 10. It's an otherwise beautiful day. Here comes a gaggle of riders led by Rossi, followed by Checa. Rossi's peeling off going into the pits. Like he's on a new set of tires. This is Joe C. from MotoGP OD. Turn 2. Qualifying practice. Or rather, qualifying. Just watched Nicky Hayden set a new lap record at 127.7. Nicky subsequently pulled in. Still has got the pole as 45 minutes remaining in the qualifying practice. Edwards is coming up, finishing up the front straight. He's got a good drive. He might have a shot at snatching the lead. Nope, 124.6 for Colin Edwards. Everybody's still in the hunt. Nicky has come off the track. No longer needing to be out on the track. He's thrown down the gloves. Let's see what everybody else can do. So with 26 minutes left in the qualifying, looks like experience definitely is reigning the day at Laguna Seca at the USGP. Hayden has set the track record, has pole position with a 1:23.7. Hopkins just set a fast lap, bringing him in at second place, knocking Colin Edwards down to third place. Alex Burrows, who last rode here on a 500cc machine in 1994, has some experience on the track and is currently in fourth position, while Biaggi, who was last at the USGP in 1994 on a 250cc, rounds out the top five, with following Roberts in sixth place, who again is his home track, pushing Rossi down to a current seventh place. Nakano just set a personal best, bringing him in to seventh place and knocking Rossi down yet another position, down to eighth. Hopkins is coming out to warm up on fresh tires. In about 2 or 3 minutes, we should see him setting some pretty good times as well.
Okay, I thought that turned out pretty well. Thanks a lot, Joe, for that. I appreciate being able to work with you there a little bit and manage to talk to you and meet you there down there at Laguna Seca. That was all fun, so worked out pretty well. Joe also sent me a bunch of pictures and everything. I'm working on getting those up on the website. There will be a link from the front page, so if you check www.motogpod.com, there will be a link for pictures. There's already the link for the pictures that I took, and I'll get Joe's added up there as soon as I can. All right, still to come, our coverage of Aaron Hagar's singing of the national anthem at the Red Bull U.S. Grand Prix in Laguna Seca. But first, a word from another podcaster.
In a world where sports talk shows are watered down with all sorts of useful information, comes a podcast. A podcast like no other podcast. A podcast with absolutely no redeeming value. A podcast that has no business being on the internet. A podcast where information has no voice and nonsense reigns supreme.
Hey, this is Voxen from PodClag.com. We invite you to come check us out on iTunes under the sports section, or go to our website at PodClag.com. Come check us out because we're talking about Formula One, Champ Car, Indy Racing League, Toyota Atlantic, Trans Am, NHRA, Speed Touring, Speed GT, FIA World Rally, MotoGP, AMA Superbike, AMA Superstock, American Le Mans and Star Mazda, and much more. And we have a lot of fun doing it. So come check us out.
Do not download this podcast.
Shut up, Anji.
I download this podcast and Anji? Now my goat is dead.
Anji.
My goat is dead.
Anji.
Okay, that commercial pretty much gives you the gist of what PodClag is like. It's a pretty funny show. They cover a lot of different types of racing, Voxen and Bad Andy over there at PodClag. I encourage you to give them a listen. All right, here is our recording session of the Aaron Hagar singing of the national anthem.
And fish in the sky, and a big monkey pie.
Okay, so obviously that wasn't Aaron Hagar, but that was about how it was. So that was Eddie Izzard from his Dress to Kill DVD. If anybody's interested in where that actually came from, it's a great stand-up comedy act. I encourage you to listen to that one. That about does it for this special extra edition of MotoGP OD. And stay tuned this coming week. Should have a Donington pre-race show up on Friday for the British GP round of Donington. So we're looking forward to that. We're going to see if Nicky Hayden can continue his streak. Has he got the confidence now that he's won his first race there in MotoGP? Is that going to inspire him on to greater things? I don't know. We'll have to see. So, as always, if you'd like to send me an email, comments, suggestions, questions, money, whatever, email address is motogpod@motogpod.com. I answer all the emails. I like getting them, so send them on in. Thanks a lot for listening to this special extra edition of MotoGP OD. Talk to you later.